It's 1870, and Sydney's polite society are quietly ignoring the city's seedy underbelly until a mysterious writer exposes it all in the Sydney Morning Herald. Known only as The Flaneur, this anonymous reporter shocks the public with their expose, Sydney by Night, revealing what really goes on in the shadows. Here to tell us more is crime historian and founder of the Murder's Most Foul History Tour, Elliot Lindsay. Morning, Elliot. How are you?
I'm very well. Good morning. Thank you. Yeah, very good. A bit wet, but that's okay.
I know. Well, it's a dark and stormy Sydney morning. Perfect temperatures for you joining us here, I would suggest.
I agree, totally.
Who was the Flaneur? And also, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, the Flaneur. So a Flaneur is essentially the genre of literature.
Right.
First-person view of someone, and it's taken from the perspective of the author.
Ah.
Wandering, typically wandering in adventure. And they document what they see. So in 1870, the Flaneur was a journalist in the Sydney Morning Herald, and he decided to go on an adventure, wandering through the streets of Sydney in 1870 to the various slums and what they called rookeries of Sydney.
Okay.
And it seems that he was probably accompanied by a police officer at some point.
Yeah.
And some local council officials, health ministers and whatnot. Well, yeah, it was a big expose as what was taking place around the back streets. Well, not so back streets, as we'll probably discuss.
All right, who were they writing about?
Well, if we think about in recent times in Australian history, Sydney history in particular, we think of the vice markets and the slums and all that. You know, if you watch television series like Underbelly Razor, which was on Channel 9 a few years ago, it's all set around Darlinghurst, Surrey Hills, the inner suburbs. But in the 1870s, the slums, the crime, the vice, believe it or not, the red light district, it was on the main roads of Sydney, just around Hyde Park, Elizabeth Street, King Street, Bathurst Street.
Right.
Yeah, this is where it all took place. Gangsters, larrikins, you know, sex workers, that's where they all could be found. It was quite a fascinating time.
And when you say larrikins, you're meaning like the historical term larrikin, not sort of how we know it these days.
Yeah, well, there's a bit of crossover as well. But yeah, the historical term of the larrikin, which is typically a young man between the age of, believe it or not, 12, all the way up to about 24, 25. And they used to sit on street corners, smoking, spitting, yelling. Actually, we still have larrikins today. We call them lads or eshays. All right, every generation has them. And they used to wander around, cause a bit of mischief. So, yeah, that's the type of character they used to get in those days around there.
Yeah, esh lad. What particular articles were they writing about? Were they exposing, like, prominent or famous people?
Well, it's actually interesting you bring that up. So
I asked that because I'm prominent and famous.
Exactly. There you go. I thought these great minds think alike. now, in this circumstance, what happens is the expose was firstly to reveal areas which some people knew about, but also Elizabeth Street, for example. So there was eight parts. It was a serialized article.
Yeah.
So each fortnight there was a different area. So the first one was the Rocks. They covered areas like Sussex Street, Kent Street, an old place called Exeter Place, which doesn't exist anymore, but that's sort of on the border of Surrey Hills.
Yeah.
But Elizabeth Street was very interesting because it's actually Elizabeth Street used to be a series of mansions and large terrace houses that looked over Hyde Park.
Oh, that sounds
and
nice.
They were owned by very prominent people in Australian society, in Sydney society, very wealthy men. And the big expose was, here's all these big old terrace houses, these beautiful old mansions, which were once very fashionable. And today, they're brothels, and they're opium dens, and they're dens of vice.
Yeah.
And who's responsible for this? Well, do we just blame the people that are actually there, the sex worker and the madam of the brothel and the larrikin? Or do we actually blame the men who own these places and allowing to be used like this? So that was really what they were trying to get at. They were really trying to dig in deep and say, look, there's a bit of a societal issue here. These men who own these places, they're allowing it to operate like this. It is becoming a problem in our society. And what do we do about it?
With Sydney property, you can fetch an outrageous sum for an opium den these days.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, exactly. especially with looking over Hyde Park.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have a favourite story that was penned by the Flaneur?
Oh, gosh. Yes, well, I just found it fascinating. If we just focus on the Elizabeth Street one, you know, I'm talking right on the park, looking over between, you know, places like Bathurst Street, Liverpool Street, which is today quite high-end sort of part of town. And I was just quite just found it fascinating that there was all these little, they go into quite detail of these three-story, four-story terrace house mansions. And they start describing who's running them. They talk about this one lady, Madame Lima.
Yeah.
And Madame Lima, they describe her as this sort of cackling witch-type lady. But at the same time, if you didn't know what her profession was, you'd think she was very respectable. You see, respectability was all the big thing in the 19th century. It was more important than money. And all the different ladies and how you'd see them wandering through Hyde Park, picking up their prey and bringing them back to these houses. I always thought that was quite fascinating because you walk through there today and it's just businesses and buses.
Yeah, not as interesting these days.
No. And 150 years ago, that was the equivalent of King's Cross. You know, it's quite amazing.
Do you have any thoughts or theories on who actually was the flaneur?
Oh, gosh.
Well, don't dob yourself in here. I don't want you to incriminate yourself there.
Yeah.
Really.
No, I'm not actually sure, I must confess. They were doing a few journalists around the time, and it is interesting they remained anonymous.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. I don't actually know. It'd be interesting if it was someone who became a famous journalist, you know, novelist or poet or something, but I guess I just need to dig deeper and see what I can find out.
Well, I mean, what would it be if you didn't have more to strive towards as part of your interest there, Elliot? And if people want to learn more about the flaneur and the city's history, I believe you've got ways and means by which they can do so.
Yes, that's correct. So the Sydney Bad Crime Writers Festival.
Yes.
So that's where we're doing this.
Yes, on this weekend.
Correct, yes. So it starts
starting
on Thursday.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, it starts tomorrow, the Elizabeth Street one. So in that we will be wandering up Pitt Street to King Street, back down Elizabeth Street, through a bit of Hyde Park, looking at places where these people hung out, where the old brothels were. We'll look at some murder scenes, etc. And then on Friday there is a tour of Darlinghurst with an author, Amanda Hampson.
Yes.
Who wrote the very, very successful crime series, Tea Ladies, which is fantastic. So we'll be with her. And then on the Saturday, we're doing one in the Rocks, which is also with the flaneur.
Ah.
That's going to be fantastic. So that's Bad Sydney, if you Google that.
Yes, I'll put links to that up on the website, Bad Sydney, the Crime Writers Festival. Lots of stuff happening in that. Shout-outs to SER's very own Stuart Coop, who's going to be speaking on a panel there, that one about his new book about Abe Saffron. And
that'd be great.
The historical tours is part of something that you run on a regular basis, Murders Most Foul.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, so I run the historical walking tours every Saturday and Sunday around Darlinghurst, Surrey Hills, Newtown, Balmain, a place like that.
Yes.
And the topic of the flaneur piece really comes from my PhD. I'm doing at University of Sydney at the moment, which is on the origins of the vice markets and the red light districts of Sydney and how they sort of drift into the suburbs.
This is great stuff. Crime historian Elliot Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us to talk about the flaneur. You can catch up with Elliot as of tomorrow as part of the Bad Sydney Crime Writers Festival and find out more about everything he's doing as part of the Murders Most Foul historical tours. I will put links for this up on the 2SER website. Elliot, I really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for joining us on 2SER Breakfast.
Great pleasure. Thank you.